This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life is hard sometimes, and there are many pathways in navigating the inevitable ups and downs of life. In riding these waves, I look to my yoga practice and also therapy. We all go through tough times like big life changes, periods of instability, conflict, or loss. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist entirely online, which is very convenient, flexible, and suited to fit your schedule. Take the questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And if it's not the right match for you, no worries. You can change your therapist for no additional charge. Sometimes getting started in therapy is the hardest part. To make it a little bit easier, go to the link provided in the show notes or go to visit betterhelp.com/yogaandpodcast today to get 10% off your first month. Popping out in the sun, we welcome everyone. Gave 101, the goal is having fun. I'm happy, like I told ya. I'm stretching now, doing yoga. Not stopping till it's over. Don't want the day to be done. I'm happy, like I told ya. I'm stretching now, doing yoga. Not stopping till it's over. Don't want the day to be done. Welcome, friends, to Yoga and Podcast. This show highlights the science and brings the magic of yoga and mind-body practices down to earth for the everyday person to help you live your best life. I'm your host, Ashley Weber, a yoga and Pilates teacher and forever student who is oh so curious about all things yoga and. I'm super excited to share with you this upcoming conversation. Now, let's sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode, y'all. Siobhan McCarthy Morton is the CEO of Adventure Ashram, a small UK charity currently supporting grassroots project in India with a focus on anti-trafficking education and accessible healthcare. Adventure Ashram manages the Yoga Stops Traffic campaign. Siobhan is also a charity trustee at Women's Aid in Luton because she believes that all women and children should be able to choose their path in life free from harm. Please welcome to the show, Siobhan McCarthy Morton. How are you today, Siobhan?
Oh, I'm brilliant. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very, very excited to be here. So yes, I'm great. And how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing good. we were talking about how we loved each other's accents before we record, and I'm flattered I didn't know anyone like this, but thank you.
Yes, definitely. So funny, isn't it?
Yeah. So we're going to get right into it. You are CEO of Adventure Ashram. Would you care to describe its mission?
Sure. So Adventure Ashram is a small charity based here in the UK. And essentially, it was actually originated by a group of adventure motorbikers about 15 years ago, a group of people who just really loved traveling in India, and they used to go on these big motorbike trips and were really, really passionate about India and, you know, loved the country and the culture, and really just ideally wanted to try and give something back. And so that really is the formation of Adventure Ashram. They put together this charity and, you know, sought to look at different projects and charities that they might be able to help. And that's how it all began, really.
That's cool. And it's a variety of charities, which I cannot wait to get into, to delve more into that. But I have to ask you, because I'm a yoga person, and I want to know, do you believe that it's your dharma, like your life's calling, to be in the nonprofit world?
Yes, I really do. I think I really love that question. And I think it sort of made me think about it and think, absolutely. You know, I've worked in the sort of charity sector now for many, many years. And it's something that I always wanted to do from when I was young. You know, I've always been drawn to it. And so I've worked in a number of different charity organizations over the last sort of 15 years. And yeah, I would definitely, it does feel almost like if I was to describe my dharma, then that would be it, I think. Yeah, certainly one of the aspects, yes.
How did you end up at Adventure Ashram?
So I started actually Adventure Ashram just in May of last year, really. So I haven't actually been involved for a huge amount of time. Prior to that, I was actually working at a Children's Heart charity. My experience in the charity sector spans really about the last 15 years. I've worked in grant making and, yeah, in various different roles. And so it's really just been a kind of, you know, your career progression. I'd been at my previous role for about 6 years, and I was, you know, thinking, maybe it's time for a kind of new challenge. And the role at Adventure Ashram came up, and I just was really drawn to it because it's, you know, it's just such an interesting small organization in that it really works really hard, you know, doing fundraising, and sort of that happens through different events, etc., all with a focus on funding projects in India. And the projects that we fund are projects that help people who've experienced of human trafficking. Ooh. And also we provide sort of education opportunity support and things like that. And really the whole ethos behind the organization is really just about empowering people to live their best life. And, you know, I love that idea about, you know, what is an adventure really? It's, you know, that, you know, being able to go out and decide that you want to do something that interests you and challenges you. And a lot of that really comes down to personal freedom, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And obviously tackling issues such as human trafficking, and even, you know, a sort of another level of providing education opportunities. Well, really, ultimately, that's about helping people to access their own personal freedom.
Yeah. So your annual event in March, Yoga Stops Traffic. Could you tell us a bit more on how it started and how it's bringing attention to the various serious issue of human trafficking?
Oh, sure. Thank you. So yes, of course. I mean, this is the whole reason why I'm here with you today, really, ultimately, because of our amazing campaign, Yoga Stops Traffic. And yes, so Yoga Stops Traffic is a global campaign that happens across the year. And essentially, it was actually originated by two yoga teachers who were living in Mysore. They sort of realized, you know, they met with Odin Ardi Siva Trust, which is one of the projects that we fund there, and they kind of recognized the value and importance of their work, which is helping people who are experiencing things like human trafficking, and that might be to do with you know, forced sexual exploitation and the issues such as that. And really, they just thought, well, you know, what can we do to try and help support, you know, this amazing charity that's doing this important work? And Yoga Stops Traffic comes out of that, really. So it was born from the kind of yoga community in Mysore, obviously the home of Ashtanga Yoga. And it's just grown and grown ever since then. And the whole ethos behind it, really, is just reaching out to members of the yoga community worldwide and asking people to kind of get behind the cause and connect, really, and do things to try and support it. So we do have one big flagship event on every year. And this year it was on March 11th. And what happens then is that the people at Odin Ardi basically organized this sort of fantastic yoga presentation outside of Mysore Palace, where they literally stop traffic. You know, they get hundreds of people together who then do the 108 sun salutations as part of this just really amazing scene, really. And the whole purpose of it is to raise awareness and, you know, raise awareness of issues of human trafficking, etc. And so Yoga Stops Traffic really is about getting other people all across the world to join with them in solidarity. And so you might be in London, you could be in Austin, Texas, for example, or anywhere, you know, in Europe, Asia, everywhere, really. We've got events popping up in South America. And the whole purpose of it really is to get people together to join in solidarity with our friends in India.
Yeah, no, that's great. And how perfect is it that it's a yoga event that is about, you know, the yoga community coming together globally, right, to raise awareness? I think that's such a beautiful thing. And so how can we get involved? How can yoga teachers who might be listening, what's the best way for them to get involved in this?
So I would say, please, please, please do come and get involved and check us out. The sort of first step, of course, would be to look at our website, which is www.yogastopstraffic.org, and we have lots of different information on there about how to get involved. But essentially, it really is as clear as running a donation-based class, for example, running your own yoga session and inviting people to come along and then, donating to the cause. Or it could be just simply joining a class like that, or just donating and becoming a regular donor and things like that. So the whole purpose really is to raise funds for the projects in India. So we don't, the money raised by Yoga Stops Traffic goes to fund Odanadi, goes to fund the girls' home there, which provides refuge for women and girls up to about 100 at a time, who have escaped situations of human trafficking and other sort of really difficult, challenging situations. So please, please, please do think about getting involved.
So 8 million people are affected by human trafficking in India and an estimated over 50 million globally. Do you care to tell us more about the issue of human trafficking and modern slavery?
Yes, obviously it is a global issue, as you just rightly outlined, with 50 million being an estimated figure there. As we know, it's something that happens, unfortunately, everywhere. It'll be in the UK, in America, and of course everywhere. So it's obviously there's many factors, and I think if I concentrate on talking about, I suppose, what Adventure Ashram is funding with Odanadi, as yes, it is a major issue in India at the moment, and it takes lots of different forms. So it could be, for example, women who are, and often young girls, forced into sexual exploitation. They could be held in brothels, unable to leave, essentially held there for that purpose. But there's all other forms. It could be things like forced domestic servitude, forced begging, essentially, people being in a situation where they just don't have their own free will and they aren't able to leave, etc., and they're being forced into very challenging, difficult, horrible situations against their will. And the reasons, obviously, that this could come to pass, really, obviously, a whole plethora of reasons, but essentially, obviously, poverty is a major factor, lack of education, a lack of ability, being able to move out of certain situations. I was fortunate to actually go out to India just before Christmas, and obviously spent about 5 days at Odanadi, just finding out more about how their work is, the challenges that they're facing at the moment. Obviously, coming out of COVID, which has been terrible for all of us for all sorts of reasons. It was interesting just hearing about, how that's affected the way they've worked. Obviously, not being able to carry out rescues as much as they had been prior to that. The knock on.
So Odonori is another organization.
So just to explain, so the charity that we fund, that supports survivors of human trafficking in Mysore, is called the Odanadi Siva Trust. And so
Got it.
they're our major partner really at the moment in that regard. So just to introduce them properly, it's a brilliant organization that was founded over 30 years ago now by Stanley and Parachu, who basically came together and kind of realized, the sort of enormous challenges so many people were facing, and kind of essentially went out and rescued people. And they've created this fantastic organization called Odanadi. And in the time, in that time, I think they've rescued some, hundreds and hundreds of women and girls and boys from difficult challenges. And they have a home for women and girls. They have a second home for boys and for young men. And so they provide really just a full circle of support for people. So it's not only just rescuing people when that's necessary, but it's also providing kind of safe home counseling. They have like an on-site social worker, and they also just provide lots for their well-being. So, for example, they practice yoga daily, as well as all sorts of other pursuits like karate, and really just the whole focus is really helping people to kind of transform, I suppose, and be able to move on and live independent lives, really of value. There's a big issue with things in the sort of regarding trafficking, where people could quite easily fall back into situations, harmful, challenging situations, if they don't have the right amount of help to be able to properly move on in their lives. And so what Odonati do is provide not only obviously access to education, but also employment opportunities. So they have like an on-site beauty training school, for example, so that young women can learn to become beauticians and obviously go and, you know, work in that field. Also an on-site bakery training school, and also like a mechanical workshop so that young people can learn how to like fix motorbikes and things like that. So yeah, it's just a really special organization that provides a real kind of full circle of support for people. And so, yeah, you know, Yoga Stops Traffic, having supported Odonati for quite a long time now, you know, it's been a real major source of support for them. You know, it funds the girls' home. So, you know, they're just the general running costs and food and salaries and, you know, really the kind of vital important things that actually, as we know in the charity world, is sometimes the hardest things to fund, you know. And so I think it's just such a special partnership, really.
That is amazing that this organization exists. And Adventure Ashram does a bunch of projects and partners. So my question is, how does Adventure Ashram pick their projects and partners?
Sure. So I think to give some sort of background on Adventure Ashram, it kind of originally had sort of founder CEO, amazing woman who really kind of helped the board, I suppose, to kind of, you know, work in India finding different projects. And so at the moment, currently, we're mainly funding two projects. And so one is Odonati in Mysore, and the other one is a project based south of Mysore in the Mudumalai Tiger Reserve area. And that is about providing access to education in a very rural location. So to essentially providing help with transportation from very rural villages to school, etc., and funding children's uniforms and access to local tuition centres, etc. So because of our size, we have these kind of established partnerships with them currently. We have in the past had other projects, and those have completed. And so, yeah, at the moment, those are our main sources of, that's who we're helping primarily at currently. But yes, hopefully in the future, we'll seek to fund and form new partnerships.
So what I like about Yoga Stops Traffic is, if you cannot monetarily donate to your organization, you can donate your time as a yoga teacher. And I think that's so important, because I know I want to help all the time different charities, but sometimes they ask for a monetary donation. But this is a great way to donate your time and get other people to contribute monetarily. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I think you've really hit the nail on the head, actually, about what makes Yoga Stops Traffic so special, because actually it is very much about this building this network, really, of yoga teachers and people who are really, you know, just really dedicated to this course, who understand it and want to support it. But it's not just about saying, oh, please, you give me that donation. It's about, yes, let's spread this. Let's have classes. Let's host events. To, you know, donation-based classes. That is really the whole purpose of it in many ways. And so, yes, I think I would 100% say, if people want to get involved, but they're not sure how, but they are, you know, very kindly, generously willing to perhaps host a donation-based class and spare their time in that way, then please, please do consider getting involved, because that really is the whole ethos of it. And that, you know, if you look at the Yoga Stops Traffic website, you'll see the different events happening in 2023, and they're spread, you know, in so many different locations. And it's exactly that. It's people doing that exact thing, you know, and it's really, really special, actually.
That's so cool. And you know what? I live in Austin, Texas, and I tell you what, there's a yoga teacher, like you throw a rock, you'll hit a yoga teacher or a massage service, but mostly yoga teachers. And just in Austin alone, if every single yoga teacher just donated one class to Yoga Stop Traffic, that could be a huge impact. So I can't imagine, like, if one class was donated, like every yoga teacher in the world, like that would make a tremendous shift. So if you're listening, please consider supporting Yoga Stops Traffic in this way. I think it's a really good organization, and I think your students would jump at the chance to take your donation class for this, to fund this.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
So, Siobhan, who inspires you in your charity work?
Oh, who inspires me in my charity work? I love that question. And I think it's something that, you know, you need to think about in a sense of, you know, when it's going back to that thing about your life's purpose, and being in the charity sector does feel like my life's purpose. But I'm quite aware of the fact, I certainly in the role that I'm doing at the moment, I'm not sitting in a frontline job. And so I think I'm really very inspired by, you know, I've been in touch with young female activists working in India, and obviously certainly, you know, worldwide, really, who are working very hard on the ground, you know, carrying out this work. And all of the people that I have spoken to and met with in India when I was just out there carrying out rescues and, you know, spending time with women and children who have been rescued and are living at the homes, you know, that we're helping to fund. You know, I mean, all of that is just hugely inspirational. And it's just, I think, you know, working for Adventure Ashram, and I know that I believe the trustees would completely agree with me, just feels like a privilege a lot of the time, is that we're just working hard ultimately to help them, you know, live a better life, you know, from where we are. And yeah, I think that's who I would say is probably the most inspiring, certainly.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for sharing this knowledge about Adventure Ashram, Yoga Stops Traffic. I'm so excited to be getting more involved. And could you tell us where we can go and find all this information online?
Oh, yes, please. So we have a website, www.yogastopstraffic.org. And we're also on social media. So we've got Instagram at Yoga Stops Traffic. We have just launched a TikTok channel recently.
Oh.
So please come and check that baby out. And all the kind of usual places. But yes, I suppose what I would say to your audience is, you know, what I've loved working on Yoga Stops Traffic this year is just connecting with people all across the world. And, you know, we would love to connect with more people in America, more yoga lovers and practitioners. And, you know, please do get involved, because we do have events happening across the year. It's, you know, we are still very grassroots. And I think that's what's so lovely about it, in the sense of, you know, if you email us, it's going to be me that answers your email, you know, and it is, I just think I've never known anything like it, in the sense, you know, communicating with all of these amazing yoga teachers and students. You know, we've got events happening in Norway and Brazil, and, you know, it's just fascinating, actually, seeing kind of what binds everyone together. And I just, yeah, I don't think I, you know, in my charity work, I don't think I've seen such an amazing example, actually, of a community based on something such as yoga that really is bringing people together like this in such a kind of valuable way with such limited resources. And I think that's the other thing, is obviously we're not a charity with a huge marketing budget, you know, is the reality. And so I think for us, the fact that it is so big and it actually is connected with so many people worldwide is really, really special, actually. So yes, please do come and check us out. And if you've got any questions, or you'd like to host an event or think about doing something, like, please just get in touch and we will definitely get back to you.
What's the best email?
The best email would be info@adventureashram.org.
Okay.
Yeah, and we do also have an Adventure Ashram website. So www.adventureashram.org. Sorry, slightly confusing to be having two different websites there, but I suppose Yoga Stops Traffic is really just such kind of special campaign that we've really given it its own attention in that respect.
Well, all the info will be linked in the show notes, so you're just one click away from connecting to Siobhan and Adventure Ashram and the Yoga Stops Traffic annual event. Siobhan, thank you so much for being on the show today. It was an honor to have you.
Oh, thank you so much. It's an absolute honor for me, and I'm thrilled, really thrilled. So, yeah, thank you very much. It's brilliant.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you receive value from the show, please write us a 5-star review, and or you can text this episode to just one friend who you know will love yoga and podcasts. We thank you so much in advance for the huge favor. Word of mouth helps support the show in reaching a greater audience, and we could not grow without you. If you want to connect with us, our email is yogaandpodcast@gmail.com. The and is spelled out, yogaandpodcast@gmail. Please follow us on Instagram @yogaandpodcast. We are now on TikTok. The handle is also yogaandpodcast. When you follow us, we will follow you right back on both platforms. Music is by Mama Duke. Graphics, guest booking, and media by me, your host, Ashley Weber. I am so grateful for you. Thank you for listening.